that guy that just called about the hair, like he's a hairdresser. Brett and I were just talking, like, when I asked him, I said, you know, as a male hairdresser, what are the percentages of straight to gay? And he's like, maybe 5% of male hairdressers are straight. Because when he said hairdresser, I immediately thought gay.
That's why you asked the question.
That's why I asked the question. And I'm saying to myself, okay, how many other jobs out there are there that the minute you hear a guy say he does it, you think gay?
Nurse comes to mind.
See, I don't think so anymore. Maybe years ago, for me at least, like flight attendant.
Oh, that's a better one. Yeah, without a doubt.
You know, but there's not too many of them. I know, Mono, you get pissed off, but it's life. It's just the way the mind goes. Because honestly, how many straight guy flight attendants do you think you've met?
I don't know. I don't like to think of them in
percentages.
You
really don't think that way?
No, I really don't. I don't like to think. I purposely don't think of anything in that way because, let me put it to you this way. I don't want it assumed of me, so I don't assume it of other people. In other words, if there is a football group getting together and everybody's just going to assume it's a bunch of guys, that irritates me because I would like to be in that group. Do you know what I mean? I don't like it when it's done to me, so I don't do it to other people.
I don't look at it as doing. I just look at it as, you know, thinking about it. It's like playing, I always say, it's like playing the odds, right? I went to, he's a hairdresser, he must be gay, because like he said, 95% of the time I'd be right.
Let me ask you this, though. Let me approach this from a different angle.
It just popped into my head. It wasn't like, oh, my God, I'm talking to a hairdresser. You know, if he's gay, I'm not going to talk to him. That's not it.
Exactly. I was just going to say, I know 100% without a doubt you are not at all homophobic. I understand that. So since you're not homophobic and since it doesn't matter, why would you even think about his sexuality? And do you think, what other profession do you look at and wonder if they're gay or straight? Like,
That's the exact question I just asked.
But it doesn't matter.
Coming full circle.
I know it doesn't matter. It just happened. That's all. It just happened.
But if it doesn't matter, then how does it happen? I just don't understand. That's just not my way of thinking.
But help me out here. What's the best way to explain this?
I think you're doing a good job of it. It's you know, right or wrong, I think most professions have a more heavier leaning male versus female and straight versus gay, that kind of stuff.
Okay, what
Not
about...
That, and again, you're right, it doesn't matter, Monica, but, you know, like sometimes the mind goes that way.
Monica, if you told me you were in the WNBA, I would think lesbian.
There you go.
What? But I'm not.
I would also think you'd be like the Muggsy Bogues of the WNBA.
Right? What if I said I golfed a lot and I belong to a golf
lesbian.
And there's me in it?
Total lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
softball,
but what about tennis?
Next question.
Softball lesbian, tennis lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my! So what sport am I?
I'm only kidding.
Gonna
about
be
the tennis
in
lesbian thing. It's not even about the sport. It's just that you know I feel like
wow.
What
about
different.
Talk show host?
It's funny. I don't
gay.
Really know. Yeah. I don't know if it works the other way, though. You know, Brett, like, I don't know. Like you said, you tell me male hairdresser, we think gay. Male flight attendant, we'll think gay. But I don't know if there's in reverse where if you told me an occupation, I'd say lesbian.
Construction worker?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Lesbo.
It's just, come on. Maybe it's just a woman who needs a job, and that's what she found, so she did it. I don't understand.
And not as the not saying not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
A little Seinfeld-esque, but it's just that's where the mind goes.
I guess maybe something in the trades. I guess maybe.
Mm-hmm.
What position could I have in sports? What sports job would I have that I wouldn't be gay? What sport? Like
you have to stay away
basketball?
From sports altogether.
Yeah. I know.
You can't be involved in sports.
That's just messed up.
All female athletes are gay.
Unless you're a cheerleader. Right. If you're a cheerleader, then you're fine.
Because then we know you want to bang the captain
right.
of the football
That's,
team.
Oh, the only reason to do it. Oh, my God. I can't. I just can't.
I'm having a very big problem now with the Jets. They used to have the Jet Girls, or whatever they call them, the Air Force. And now they got dudes in there.
That's awesome.
No.
Why? That's good.
Because first off, I think with the NFL, I think cheerleaders is dumb. I do. I just think it's
necessary. Maybe not necessary, but it's something that these ladies like to do and they've been doing it their whole lives. Anybody who's going to be a cheerleader at the NFL level has been dancing and performing her entire life. And this is part of her resume and it helps her.
I know what it is. Yeah. I just think it's unnecessary at this point. In 2018, I think there's a million and one other ways to entertain a crowd. than put these girls out there to do these dances that nobody remembers in the first place. You know, that's my whole thing.
Well,
and now you
Jets,
got now
yeah,
you got
but...
now you got dudes in the mix. It's like, stop it.
What
will you
if?
Please?
What if your whole life, JP, your entire life since you were a little boy, you wanted to be a male cheerleader, and you've always wanted to, and you had to do it in, like, private, and everybody shamed you for it, and you wanted to be a professional cheerleader like all these girls, but everybody, there was no spot for you, and they kept you out simply because you had a penis. That's horrible. Let them in if that's what they want to do.
Okay. I don't even, I just think it sucks. I do. I'm sorry. The whole thing is like my friend's son was doing it, and I know the kid is straight, and the father's telling me, he's like, John, you have no idea how much ass this kid is getting. I was like, dude, I get it. I was like, but you can't tell me you're happy. He goes, no, I'm not happy about it.
Wait a minute, why? This kid is happy. Why isn't he happy?
Because when your kid's growing up, you don't want your son coming home and saying, Danny, I'm a cheerleader. It's a guy thing.
So,
I'm sorry.
You want to change that
it's
at all?
It's not a gay or straight thing. It's none of that stuff. It's just like you don't, it's not what you dream about.
You don't have any desire to change that. You have no desire to go past that.
What do you mean go past?
That sounds like thinking for someone who's extremely old fashioned, maybe back in the 50s or something. So I feel like in 2018, with all the progress made on certain fronts, maybe you might want to help change that mentality.
Do you think the NFL needs dance dudes?
I think if guys want to join, then yeah. I don't know if they, nobody needs anything. But if guys want to join a club that exists, there's no reason to keep them out. I don't see why you'd want to keep them out.
All right.
This person's making a living. They're productive members of society.
They're not making a living. You know how much cheerleaders get paid?
I know. They have to have other jobs, I'm sure.
Exactly. They have to have other
jobs. Whatever, don't we all?
It's gross. You want to talk about people that get taken advantage of. NFL cheerleaders get robbed blind.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
let's,
then they
let's
get all rules
them all
on
in.
Them. What was it? Then we did that story. I forgot which team it was, but we did a story where if a cheerleader was in a restaurant and one of the players walked in that restaurant, the cheerleader had, it was the Saints, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they had all sorts of crazy ass rules they had to go by.
Well, hold on. You can't lump them all in because the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are set. They get a lot of money. They get a lot
How
of advantages
know?
Because I watch the. Making the team, Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
They still do that?
Oh, they totally do, and I'm addicted. And these women have tremendous advantages and are exposed to a lot of different things that they might
they
not normally.
They also have, there is no franchise in the NFL that's got a more storied history with their cheerleaders than the Cowboys. I remember, in the 70s or early 80s, there was a movie about them, wasn't there?
Was there?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Debbie Does Dallas?
No. There was a movie. There was a made-for-TV thing they used to play every year about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. I know I'm not crazy.
There might have been. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to say I wasn't old enough, but I just don't remember it.
Freako, are you going to yell at me? I can't handle that.
No, surprisingly, I'm going to agree with you.
Okay. What's going on, Freako?
This is...
You know you take a lot of gym selfies, right?
I always do, just for you.
Thank you. What's up?
But no, I agree with you. Flight attendants, gay.
Okay.
We don't.
Yeah,
do that.
And it is. I do. Monica, all my friends are flight attendants.
And that's cool. And they're gay, but not all male flight attendants are gay.
Yeah, be very careful when you choose your words around Monica.
Well, I trust me, Monica. You know, you and I are on the same team most of the time. But no, like I'm saying, out of my flight attendant friends, we've had this conversation. They say 9 out of 10 men that work at there are, you know, they're gay.
And the other one is definitely curious.
The other one's getting
or he's flying the plane.
Or he's flying the plane.
No, Rico Suave, you know, why
so
would
the
it...
gay guys serve drinks and the straight guys fly the planes? Is that what you're saying?
What? You know, I mean, we get distracted sometimes.
Right.
What would make a gay person, a gay man, I guess, gravitate towards that field then? Is there something special about it?
I'm an attorney, so I wouldn't know.
But we knew you when you were a student, so don't give that I am an attorney guy nonsense. We knew you when.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is, like, I never had the desire to be a flight attendant or anything. Ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted to be an attorney. But I would assume, though, the stereotypes that go along with flight attendant, that maybe... that applies because I know that my friends have fun.
Freako, what else what other professions do your gay friends, what are they in?
Gravitate towards, yeah.
Hairdressers.
Oh, come on.
Hairdressers for sure.
Nurse? Mm-hmm.
Personal trainers. Personal trainers for sure.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, so hairdressers, personal trainers, flight attendant. I have a couple of gay attorney friends. Oh, and you know, it was remarkably, JP, two of my friends are OBGYNs.
Yeah, I will never understand why men go into that field. Ever.
Me either.
Ever. I don't understand why any guy says, you know what, I'm going to go to medical school. And in all the forms of medicine you can practice, you want to go be an OBGYN.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially for a gay guy. I imagine it looks like a grenade went off at a boar's head counter.
You've never had...
Gross.
Congratulations, Freako. I will not laugh that hard again all day today. That was great.
All right, guys. Well, I got to get back to work. I love you all. Have a great day.
Go out on a high note. Well done.
Come
a vagina
on,
looks like a grenade went off at a boar's head counter. That is phenomenal.
Come on. Come on. So messed up. Whatever. You guys think about it all the time. You guys think about that mess all the time, so, and it controls you, so.
It does, because it feels so good. Phil on line three. What's up, Phil? Why am I the only one laughing? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Phil. He's not there?
He's there. All right. Listening.
Jeff on line two. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's kind of hard to follow Freako with a line like that.
Yeah, I probably would have hung up, too. What do you got?
Yeah, I was, you know, I really thought about it. But listen, I think the reason why you asked the question to begin with, mm-hmm. wouldn't the best term be, like, morbid curiosity?
As far as what?
Well, I mean, you know, you're asking the question because you want to know. I mean... maybe
that's not morbid curiosity. Are you getting because I might be a little gay? Is that what you're getting at?
Oh,
no, not at all. But I mean, that's just a question guys ask.
That's the other thing.
So I guess morbid curiosity would be the wrong term to use.
Yeah, no, I think it's just.
You know, I see what you're saying. When I said earlier about why does it matter or whatever, because you're just curious.
Exactly.
But why would you be curious about a certain profession and not another? That's I guess that's all I'm saying is.
Maybe it's a good talking point. You know, I mean, you guys are on the radio several hours a day. Maybe it's a way to generate talking points and to generate content.
You're giving me too much credit.
Yeah.
It just happened as the commercials were ending. It just came up as the commercials were ending. I said to Brett, I was like, I wonder, you know, when I asked the percentage of what other, when we had the guy, if you're just tuning in, we had a guy on. Called in earlier, he was a hairdresser, and I asked him at the end of the call, you know, what percentage of male hairdressers are straight compared to gay? He goes, maybe 5% are straight. I thought that number was actually a little high. Michelle on line one. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
So,
hey,
I am a flight attendant.
Yes.
Oh, and, good for you.
And I have a lot of friends who are also flight attendants who are male, who are straight.
You do?
So, I do.
Are you sure?
I am positive. There are a lot of gay flight attendants, and there are also, you're saying about pilots, well, there are a lot of married pilots who have their flight attendant males on the side as well.
Right.
So, don't be pumping all the, don't be saying that, you know, it's all, you know, the front and the back of the plane, whether they're gay or straight.
Are you calling me from a plane with an open door? It's so loud.
No, we're not allowed to make phone calls on the plane, no.
Right on. And Michelle, though, if you were a gambling person and
yes.
You lined up 10, you know, if you lined up 10 male flight attendants, what would you like? And if somebody came, if you are a gambling person, it's just like when you go play when you go play roulette and you can bet red or black, if I if I brought out a male flight attendant and I said gay or straight, being a gambling person, which side would you take?
I would choose gay, but there are a lot of straight ones.
I got you. I hear you.
Why are we betting on this? Why would there Michelle. Ever be a bet?
Because I want what I wanted to prove to you, Monica, is that it's just about playing the odds.
I don't understand why there's
I'm
any
not
odds.
Knocking anybody for being gay at all. As a matter of fact, I got a little pissed off at some dude when I was in the lobby in the hotel in Puerto Rico last week. There was a bunch of guys at the bar, and the guy was walked away from the bar to get closer to a television. And one guy turned around and said, and they were already being loud and drunk, whatever it is. And one guy turned around and was like, you know, you get any closer to that. It was the dumbest thing I could have heard. And he goes, if you get any closer to that TV, it'll make you gay.
What?
And I'm just looking at it like, and I'm like.
Was there a hot guy on the TV or something?
No, he was watching a college football game.
Oh.
And he was watching some sports, whatever it was. And I just, did he really just say that? Like,
see,
not,
you
I'm
guys
not
always
say,
laugh that I live in my little bubble world. And in my head, people don't say stuff like that and they don't think stuff
I
like
that. I just wonder if you know how much of an idiot, maybe his friend was gay or maybe he's gay or maybe they're gay, whatever it was. And they wanted to make a joke or whatever it was. And I almost said something. I'm like, am I really going to get into this with this
dude? I'm kind of proud that you even just thought anything of it. Because it's in my head, you probably would have just laughed and then
it was just so dumb.
Someone to spit and
it was just so dumb. You know, it would be something you would like over listening, like a bunch of 10-year-olds talking about or a bunch of 12-year-olds talking about. That was the you would hear that comment, you know. I was just like, "You're a dick." I almost went to, "What if he is?"
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, so then you
and you're fighting on vacation. It's
exactly.
A rumble.
Next thing
kids
you know,
are crying.
I'm in a Puerto Rican jail cell, not being able to habla español with anybody.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Monica's bailing you out.
My donde está el baño doesn't really matter because all there is a bucket in the corner.
You don't need to know where the biblioteca is anymore.
Right. There is no.
I'm gonna bail you out.
There is no.
You do the crime, you do the time.
Yeah. There is no prison biblioteca over in Puerto Rico. Robert on line one. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, you know how guys, we're always saying, you know, how much opportunity and money perhaps that we could get, you know, if we were women and exchanging maybe even sex or just to be promiscuous to perhaps get a drink at a bar. Mm-hmm. I wanted to comment on the gay flight attendants. I had one on a flight from Tampa to Vegas, and we kind of looked at each other. Obviously, in my opinion, he was obviously gay. So I flirted with him. I'm not gay at all. I flirted with him, and I got Jack Daniel's minis all the way to Vegas for free. So it was a great opportunity to be a girl. It was a lot of fun, and I made out on the whole thing.
You made out with him, or you made out with free drinks?
I got free Jack Daniel's, man.
Okay. And you didn't have to make out with him when you got to Vegas?
Nah, I probably could have. I had so many damn bottles of Jack Daniels on the flight, but I don't think I would.
No HJ in the parking lot, Robert?
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Jack Daniels, the jackhammer.
Right. Wow, the service on this airline is phenomenal. I'm always going to fly Delta. Let's take Tony on line 4, and then we got a break. What's up, Tony?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I couldn't go to a straight hairstylist. I want my hairstylist gay, dancing around, putting curls in, whatever. Who wants a gay dude touching you if you're, I mean, a straight dude touching you if you're straight? I get really uncomfortable.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Like none of that stuff bothers me, but I won't get a massage from a male.
What?
I won't do that.
From
that's
straight
not an option.
Or you
I don't give a rat's. I don't want no.
Oh, not male at all.
No. Mm-mm.
I'm sure that last dude got more than Jack Daniels too. You guys have a good day.
I think so.
He hesitated.
I think so too, Tony. No, I can't go. Like, I can't go to get a massage and have it be a dude. I can't.
I know. Let me ask you this.
As a matter of fact, I have a friend of mine that I grew up with, like loose friend. We know each other. You know, we hung out a little bit in high school, whatever. And he had asked me if I can get his Boy Scout, his kids' Boy Scout group, a tour of the radio station. So I was able to make that happen for him. And he's a masseuse. And he said, John, listen, I want to repay the favor anytime I can give you a massage. And I'm like, buddy, because we call him buddy.
Oh.
His name is Angelo, but we always called him buddy. I go, buddy, listen, no disrespect. That's not happening. He's like, why do you got to take it there? I'm like, because I just don't want, because I don't want another dude. I don't want that.
You don't feel like if a woman's doing it that you're cheating on your wife? Because a woman is rubbing you and touching you in places that
right.
Your wife is the only one who should be touching you there.
No, because she's not. See, you're wrong. Because I'm going to be completely 100% honest. I've never gone for a massage, and I've gone for a lot of them, where the masseuse, much to my dismay, put her hand underneath the towel.
But she's touching you on your upper inner thigh. She's touching your buttocks, if you will. She's rubbing sensually.
But it's not in a sexual way.
Oh, if it's not a sexual way, then JP, then what does it matter if a guy's doing it?
I don't want a guy doing it. I'm just not down with it. That's all.
It's not sexual.
Listen, when I was playing sports in college and we had the therapists, the PTs and all that stuff, they were dudes, but it was like I'm fully dressed. I got, you know, whatever. Like, and then just rubbing a knot out of my calf or whatever. That's one thing. But to me, to be in a massage setting, like I just want a woman. I want a woman's touch. I don't want a dude. And like, it's not cheating.
Does it have? What if it's a good? It's a bad massage girl, but a good guy. And those are your two options. You would rather go with the bad massage girl.
Well, I wouldn't. If I knew she was bad, I wouldn't make the appointment.
So you would rather go without completely.
Yes.
Than a guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I've gone for physical therapy on my wrist. And we've talked about it here where I have this guy, he's got a beard, older man, and he goes to town on my wrist with an arm. And he's going up and down on my arm there. And I just have to look the other way.
Really? Even for that?
I mean, it's, you know, I'm just looking the other way.
Because after my back, after my neck.
Like slightly awkward.
After my neck surgery, when I did PT, it was a dude, but like that didn't even bother me because you know,
it doesn't bother me, just slightly awkward.
Especially with physical therapy because there's always 9 other people in the office because they're trying to maximize the hell out of the insurance companies. But in a massage situation, where it's just you, soft music, dim lights, candles, oil. I don't want it to be a dude. It's just me. Sorry.
It's not.
I don't think, you know what? It's not just me. It's not just me.
I feel like it is. I feel like I don't feel like a lesbian if a woman massages me.
It's different.
It's really not.
It's different.
Same sex.
It's no, because you kiss girls.
I haven't kissed a girl in a while.
But you have.
And when I
do,
it's not
sexual. And nobody judges you for it. If I kissed a dude, I'd never be able to live it down. You wouldn't, but every guy I know would, including the ones I work with, the ones I grew up with. You have, remember, I grew up in Thunderdome. There's no
There's no male-on-male kissing in Thunderdome?
There's no male-on-male kissing.
There's no male-on-male. Wait a minute. If your friend, this is why we got to the root of it. If your guy friends found out that you got a massage from a guy, would Thunderdome just explode?
No.
Well, then it's you.
I wouldn't tell him. I'd keep myself in the closet.
Then you keep yourself
you don't understand. Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
On 102.5, the